I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, actually less than 1 month to go until Election Day. I guess it's the time for these candidates to get out the vote, and that's got to be the focus right now, right? Turnout, turnout, turnout. Is that the word of the day?
Absolutely. And by the way, Election Day is today. It's not a month from tomorrow. Election Day was yesterday in many states. Many states, people are already voting. I got my ballot in the mail 2 weeks ago. So, and that's behind the enormous ad blitz that you're seeing from Kamala Harris, the media blitz this week. She's going to be on 60 Minutes tonight. She's doing a lot of podcasts and other broadcasts. Because, look, in terms of Donald Trump, his vote is very, very stable. 4 years ago, he got 46.9% of the vote. I looked at the website Real Clear Politics this morning. The average of all the national polls, Donald Trump is at 46.9%, exactly the same number down to the decimal point. That tells you that he has a very high floor and a low ceiling. His votes are locked in. The real question is, can Harris mobilize not just the core Democrats, but the fringe Democrats? 2016, Hillary Clinton failed to do that, and that's the key reason she lost. Biden was more successful 4 years later, and that's the key reason he won. You got to remember that in the last election, two-thirds of Americans voted, the highest percentage in over 100 years. That means one-third of eligible voters did not vote. There's an enormous number of Americans out there who are not committed to voting. And so this election, as you say, it's about turnout. It's not about persuasion. All of those ads from Kamala Harris, all of those appearances on 60 Minutes, they have nothing to do with convincing someone in a red hat to throw away their red hat and say, I've seen the light, I'm for Kamala Harris. It all has to do with reaching people who are leaning toward the Democrats, who voted Democratic in the past, but are not fully committed. And maybe they work two shifts. Maybe they have childcare problems. And the issue is get them to vote and get them to vote now, long before Election Day.
This race is so static, Steve. I mean, it really hasn't budged very much at all. It doesn't look like it will. I'm just wondering what that ground game looks like for both sides in this final stretch.
Well, a lot of what the ground game is now often fought online. Databases are absolutely critical. If you can reach people online, you know, sure, people go door to door these days and they still do the old fashioned campaigning. But most of the campaigning is on cell phones. Most of the campaigning is done through digital messages and ads. And yes, the election is very static in one way, but not in another. The single biggest thing that's changed over the summer is the intensity level. Donald Trump's intensity level has always been high. It's still high. His red-hatted followers are committed. I see no shredding, no crumbling of his base whatsoever. But 2 months ago, the Democrats were disillusioned. They were dispirited. They knew Joe Biden was a loser. What has changed, Susan, is the intensity factor. The Democrats have closed the intensity gap. Those people, the Democrats, are much more likely to vote, much more likely to give money, which is one of the reasons why Harris enjoys a huge fundraising advantage over Trump, much more likely to talk to their friends, much more likely to post on social media. So the intensity is now pretty much even. The question now is, can Harris translate that into just enough of those votes in the key states? And if you look at the New York Times this morning, in evaluating the race in the seven toss-up states, they said the race was dead even. In not a single one of those seven states does either candidate have a lead of more than 2 points, which is well within the margin of error. So it's not about persuasion. It's about motivation. It's about who does a better job of getting their voters to the polls. And starting today, not a month from now, but starting today and in the next month, who can get as many early voters to send in their mail ballots, to go to their lock boxes now before Election Day? And that's a big part of what is going to determine the outcome here.
Who do you think is doing a better job right now of reaching those people who are, you know, on the fence about even going out, or reaching those people who may or may not vote on either side? You have, you know, Trump has been in a lot of places, done a lot of interviews and rallies. We're starting to see more of Harris. I know she's on Howard Stern, coming up at some point.
Right.
Is one candidate doing a better job than the other of going to the places that, you know, they're not necessarily just preaching to the same people over and over?
Well, but they have different problems. I mean, Trump's problem in some ways is of his own making, because for years now, he has demeaned and derided the whole idea of early voting. He has cast doubts on it. He's even said it's fraudulent, and he's intimidated his own voters from voting early. And now he's got a reverse course. He's realized how stupid that whole tactic was. It was very self-defeating. And so now his task is, how do I change the message and get my people to have confidence in the mail-in voting system that I've been attacking for years? On the Democratic side, it's more a case of getting to fringe voters, people who are not that interested in voting, who haven't necessarily voted a lot in the past, but raising the stakes, getting them to, you know, her argument of let's turn the page is at the core of her, campaign. If this election is a referendum on people's satisfaction with the Biden administration, the Democrats are going to lose. I saw a poll this morning where 42% still think inflation and the economy is the most important issue. If they vote on the basis of how they feel on the economy, it's devastating for the Democrats. She has to change the framework. She has to get people to say, I'm not just voting on whether I like Biden or not. I'm getting to vote about a different future. And if she can get people to focus on the future, not the past, then she has a fighting chance.
Steve, as always, thank you.
Sure.
Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.